Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 98.9 FM or 1230 AM. Got a choice. My name is Bob Look, sitting in for the vacationing Chad Holmes. He'll be back with you come Monday morning. And we want to again thank him for letting us play with his toys here for a while, and also having the luxury of having the quality producing individual by the name of Ian Welsh making sure that I don't mess up too much.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a really fun week. We've had a lot of good guests on the show.
Well, when I was offered the opportunity to come in here to spend a whole week, I didn't want to just kind of blow in here and just put out, five shows and wander off. And I wanted to do something that would be maybe something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Something a little bit more curiosity that I think is out there, because it's quite often where people will hear my voice and they associate it with things that they used to listen to, the stations. But my work with the men's hockey team for the University of Wisconsin is one of them, and it's been since 1998 I've been doing it. And when you go to grocery stores, in Madison or people, all of a sudden I talk with them briefly, and it's like they just stare at you because they heard it. They've heard it someplace. So that's why we did that little feature, and I hope you folks enjoyed it. Coming up will be the final installment, and I didn't want to just have all males. There's some female PA announcers who do a whale of a job, and one of them is Bonnie Olson, who's been doing not a huge amount of years, but she's been around doing the women's sports and doing an incredible job. I'm telling you, folks, if you ever have the chance to go see the Badger women's volleyball team, they normally play at the old field house, which basically was just a building that was doing nothing, just would kind of throw an event in there once in a while. But then all of a sudden, the volleyball team just became a national power. And you want to know something that's really wild, Ian?
What's that?
Is that already the season tickets for the women's volleyball are all sold out.
Really? That's amazing.
That's, you can seat 12,000 people at the old field house for volleyball. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that every seat is, these are the ones that are the season tickets, but it's still to sell out the season tickets that are available. That shows you how big of a deal it is. And
very big deal.
And she does that. And the women's basketball team, which has had a nice resurgence, a nice little uptick this past season.
Yeah.
And of course, the women's hockey, well, what can I say about them? They've won national championships, and so it's, and she does it. But what's the ace in the hole, the little
thing. Ace in the hole?
She has worked a Milwaukee Bucks game at the Fiserv Forum.
Ooh.
They brought her in to, we're going to get the whole story from her. We're going to get how she...
That's going to be a good story.
Yeah, so we'll be chatting with her a little after 9:30, so stick around for that. And of course, your comments, questions, opinions, you're more than welcome. The lines are open, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And if you have that little fear of talking on the air, well, you can text us with either question or comment, and we'd be more than happy to share it with our listeners. And, and we also are an open book here. We appreciate people, participating, and also, what they have said. Everyone has an opinion, and we like to hear it. And, come with it, with your best knowledge of an issue as you want. We're more than happy to take care of it. We're equal opportunity station.
That's
which
right.
Is something that, other ones say so, but they're not. They are not. you know, you just, news is slanted a certain way, and you know, and unfortunately, there's people who think that that's the real news, and it's not, and we'll just continue doing what civic media's base belief is more than anything else. And again, this is coming from a guy who's been in broadcasting since 1974 professionally, is that we look for the truth and present the truth as is. Again, we have hosts and hostesses on the that have their own personal views, which is good, but we don't run around and say, oh, you can't talk to us, or we don't want to talk to you about it. No, really, I would like to hear your side of the story, and let's talk about it. Let's
we want to get both sides of the story, because it gives us something to talk about. It also gets people more informed if you hear both sides, and then you can decide for yourself. But you should at least hear both sides of the story before you just assume that one side is wrong, even though you haven't even heard that side yet.
Yeah, I think I've shared this story on the air in the past here. You know, when I ran for state senator, a couple of years ago, and basically I was not planning to do this, I always like to emphasize to people that, you know, I'm not a political junkie where I want to run off and be a, but there was a situation where nobody had stepped forward to try for the state Senate district 29, which has now been all changed around, but be that as it may, basically because it's almost a no-win proposition. The makeup is so gerrymandered, and makeup of the voters in that district was more than 2-1 favoring Republican candidate. And again, they gerrymandered it to make it. But when you gerrymander a state Senate district to the point where it stretches all the way from Mosinee all the way up to Hayward, Wisconsin in the Northwest, where it's like 3.5 hours to get from one end to the other. And that's just a state Senate, you know, coverage. But I did run because the state Democratic Party approached me. He said, would you do this? And I said, well, I need your help to get enough signatures to get me on the ballot. And they helped immensely, because I do have, you know, have trouble getting around a little bit. I got two knees that are just begging to be replaced, or try to figure out a way to make them better. But be that as may, they got me on the ballot. And so I, you know, did run. But I remember when I was going personally to get people to sign it just to get me on the ballot. And I ran into a gentleman here in the area. I said, hi, you know, what's your name? And he told me. I said, would you like to sign my nomination papers to get on the ballot coming up? Oh, okay. And he takes, and he grabs it, and he looks at it. And the first thing he sees is my name, and then he sees party, you know, Democrat. Mm-hmm. Democratic, right? And he goes, and he hands it back to me. I'm not going to sign that. And I looked at him, you know, kind of surprisingly, and says, well, I'm not asking for your vote. I'm just needing signatures of, you know, registered voters in this district to be able to run.
Well, yeah, that's understandable.
And I have signed in the past, I have signed, whether it be Democrats, Independents, Republicans, made no difference to me. If they took the time to ask me, and if I didn't sign for someone else going for that same particular seat, sure. It made no difference to me whether you were a Democrat, Republican, Green Party, Independent, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just helping another fellow citizen do what democracy does. Well, anyway, you and I are pretty much the same age, aren't we? And we exchanged ages. And so, oh, you have any kids? And he's, oh, yeah, I've got three grown-up kids. Oh, any grandkids? Oh, yeah. Big smile on his face.
Aww.
I've got five grandkids. And, oh, yeah, what are their names? How old are they? Give me a little run-through. And I said, I noticed your hat there has, you know, some fishing, you know, lure advertise you in, oh yeah, I love it. Well, where do you go? Well, I said, well, he's talking about this lake here and then here. And I like to get up in Vilas County, you know, on weekends. Oh, that sounds great. He says, what do you love to catch? Oh, walleyes. I love to go after walleyes. And we start talking about lures and bait and style of fishing. And we finish up the conversation. We take a little, you know, break in it. And I looked at him. I says, well, you know, you and I have been just chatting for the last 20 minutes. We found more things that we agree with or, you know, have something in common than when I first asked for your signature. I says, and all I really wanted to do, I'm not asking for your vote yet. I'm just trying to get on the ballot first. And he goes, here, give me that. And he signed. That's what I call democracy. That is common sense. That is real people. And I think that there's more of them than a lot of the experts, quote unquote, think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more that we agree on than disagree on. Well, like, personally, that's what I believe.
But again, it just being one-on-one, that's why when I was talking about smartphones earlier in the week, I says we're losing that communication, that eye-to-eye.
Face-to-face interaction. Absolutely.
Where you're talking with somebody and you listen to the other person's side of the story and you go back and forth. We can disagree disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable, is the way they put it.
Uh-huh.
Got more coming your way here. It's Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Great, Paul Simon. Love that song. You Can Call Me Al. You know that
song.
That is, well, anyway, this is Bull Falls Radio WXCO. Sitting in for Chad Holmes this week. I'm Bob Look. Not to regress back to the University of Wisconsin men's hockey team, but they adopted that song as one of their favorites after they'd win a game. They go right to the locker room and boom, they punch up You Can Call Me Al. Because of the beat. They just love dancing around.
I'd like to see that dance party. I'd be a part of that one for sure.
Some little inside information that you get when you have, you know, people who get involved with that. But speaking of inside information, Bonnie Olson is her name. We'll be talking to her a little after 9:30. And she does a lot of work with the University of Wisconsin in Madison with the women's teams, women's volleyball, basketball and hockey. She does the public address announcing. We'll get some of the inside stories. She is a joy. She's one of those people, when she shows up, you know, in a room, it's like everything is brighter. You'll like her a lot. So now if she comes on and maybe she's, you know, didn't sleep well last night, I don't know. I don't want to maybe say, but no, she's a great person. You're gonna love our visit. I was thinking various things, and then all of a sudden I looked at the calendar a little closer. I said, you realize next week Thursday is the 4th of July?
Yeah, I guess you're so...
I mean, I've been focused on doing this week and getting all this stuff done. I all of a sudden I just, gee whiz, that's right, 4th of July is next Thursday.
Yeah.
You know... You know what?
I gotta buy fireworks for my family.
I just don't do fireworks anymore. It's like there's I have plenty of neighbors, and in fact, you know, when I was in South Dakota, this house that we rented when we were working in the Sioux Falls area, and literally the 4th of July evening, you felt like you're in a war zone.
Yeah,
like every neighbor had. Like their own, you know, stuff. And But when they say the rocket's red glare, there was plenty of rocket red glaring overhead our house back then. Not that I, you know, poo-poo people doing that. I just don't enjoy them like at 2 a.m. when you have the windows open somebody, you know, decides, oh, this will be funny. Your neighbors will think this is hilarious. Oh, no, we don't.
And also something to consider about the for the joy of fireworks is that it's not always a good memories, especially for soldiers who have been.
That's right. The sound.
A war, and the sound of fireworks is very triggering, and they have PTSD. So just keep that in mind.
And also that.
Not everybody does a fireworks, but that doesn't mean they don't want to celebrate the 4th of July. It's just, you know, sometimes fireworks can bring up really bad memories for soldiers and troops who have been through.
Yeah, through things so that much. We wouldn't want to be a part of. So
I can't even imagine that. Yeah,
but also animals.
Animals too.
My dogs, for the most part, one of them didn't really like the fireworks at all. And that was Louis. Louis Armstrong was his name. And he pretty much stayed right close by my side when he started hearing those things going off around the neighborhood. You know, one of the things I used to love doing when I worked down in Wisconsin Rapids, I used to MC the 4th of July display in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. And our FM station would simulcast the music. We had music that was mixed and everything that would coordinate with the fireworks display.
Oh.
So our FM, our FM station would, we'd sync it up so that, you know, and that was part of my job was like syncing up with the fireworks, but guys, like we'd have a countdown, you know, from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we hit that first note of music and their pyrotechnics, you know, were all synchronized. That was a cool show.
Nice.
Cool show. And I got to do that right up to 2016. It was the last one. And I really enjoyed those because you know where they put me? They had like a little temporary tent and where they had the big bank of all explosives just maybe a block away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And here's this, you know, tent type thing. And I'm doing these announcements, you know, and people are all along the riverside and in yards, streets, packed place. And they're doing all these, you know, talking about the stuff. But when the fireworks display started up, where I was located, and if the wind was right or not right, that depends on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the spent shells that, you know, but they didn't totally, you know, blow up and disintegrate. Oh, so some of these shells would, you know, I'd be sitting there underneath this little tent, and all of a sudden, clunk, one of these lands, you know, right alongside there and stuff. And that constant banging and noise and everything, and just the smell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd get done after that little thing. I'm in the car, you know, driving back home, you know, and I've got the music blasting on my radio, you know, because my ears, everything's like just ringing, you know. I get home.
Don't you do fireworks that because you should have like noise canceling headphones or something that way you don't lose your.
I should have
hearing too much.
I should have, but you know, I figured I'd kind of look like a wimp, you know. Come on, be a man. Can't you take it? Oh, not really. No.
You can still be a man. Yeah. Just not lose your hearing.
Yeah, I really want my hearing to be good. With all the years of being in radio as I had, and I've had my ears checked in the past and recently, you know, all of the people I've had check on them, they all just shake their head. You're a lucky guy. I says, well, I've also learned how to kind of brace myself. I don't go running into really loud. Probably one of the loudest music I ever heard was Willie Nelson and his band at Summerfest, and where we had our seating, we were right at the base of one of the big columns of speakers.
You know,
the crowd's over this way. You're sitting here, and then if you just turn and like 10 feet to your left is this bank of speakers that goes up like about 15, 20 feet.
That's high.
And you're sitting there that close to it. Wow.
Yeah.
But I got to see Willie Nelson.
That's a plus.
That's right. It's a plus.
Takeaway.
Always looking positive here, ladies and gentlemen. Bonnie Olson joins us coming up next after this break. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Falls Radio, WXCO. I'm Bob Look, sitting in for the vacationing Chad Holmes on this Friday morning. Well, our little feature that we've done throughout the week here, we get to the final one for the week, and we've been lucky enough to chat with the public address announcer for the Green Bay Packers, Bill Jarts, on Tuesday. And Wednesday, we had Mike Mankey from the University of Wisconsin, of course, handling Badger football and Badger men's basketball at Camp Randall Stadium, and of course also the Kohl Center. And yesterday we talked with the Milwaukee Brewers PA announcer. And the more and more I thought about it, you know what? This is way too heavy just being men. So I decided to call on who I think is probably one of the most talented PA announcers that I've heard. And she does a whale of a job for the University of Wisconsin and the women's sports, from volleyball, basketball, to women's hockey. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Bonnie Olson. Bonnie, good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so happy to hear you again. Do you feel like you're blazing a trail?
Well, it's kind of funny because I've been announcing for so long
right.
at the university. I've been doing it for, 26, 27 years, something like that. That it sounds weird, but, you know, people at the field house are used to hearing me.
Right.
And people at the Kohl Center are used to hearing me. And it throws me once in a while when I get a coach from a different team or an SID from a different team that says, it's so cool that you're announcing here.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, it's just nice to have a female doing this. I'm like, well, other females can do this. It's not just reserved for me.
I know that goes back to like when I first started doing the men's hockey in 1998, and they needed somebody to handle some PA announcing for the women's hockey team. Mm-hmm. And so the point I was trying to make to them, not only the fact that I live 150 miles away from Madison,
right.
you know, there's not, that. You know, that's that, but then I said, I remember talking to members of the UW athletic staff, and I says, you know, I don't want to have the women's hockey having to be like the stepchild of the men's hockey team by using me as the public address announcer. And I said to them, I really think the most important thing that should be done is there should be a female doing the PA announcing, at least here for the women's teams. I mean, women could do the men too. I mean, it makes no difference to me, but we're talking, was it early 2000s or whatever? And I just said, I just feel like we're not giving the credit where credit should be done, and I want to have the separate entity, you know what I mean? I want your voice to, or a woman's voice to be representing women's sports. Am I a little bit, you know, ahead of my time or what?
Well, I think I started just before that, because I was contacted by some people that worked for the UW that wanted me to announce for a team in town. And then the UW heard me and they wanted me to announce for something. So it's just kind of grown from there.
Right.
And I've never, you know, I've never seen it as, you need to have a female just to fill a female spot.
Yeah, and that's not what I meant, you know, by suggesting. No. I just want identity.
Right, for sure. But it's nice, you know, I want it to be something that, you know, I have little girls that come up to me, they're like, oh, this is so cool that you're doing this, because I want to show people, too, that there's just, you can get involved in sports without having to get up at 4 a.m. to work out. You know, it's like I there's so many aspects of being involved in the sporting in sports, in college sports, in professional sports,
right?
Because there's so many different jobs involved in it, and once you get behind the scenes, you see all these different things. And you know, it's so nice to see all the female announcers. You know, in the NBA, we had the first female announce the NBA final game.
It's correct.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just so nice. And it is nice to have that representation there. And I, like I said, I've been doing it for so long, I just take it for granted.
Right.
And then when I have other coaches go, it's just so cool you're doing this. I'm like, well, other girls can do it too.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And again, Bonnie Olson is our guest here, of course, the public address announcing for UW Women's Athletics. The growth of women's sports in college has been astounding to the point where, you know, people are kind of like, who haven't been paying attention are going, how'd that happen? I mean, the mere fact that the women's volleyball team for this coming season... Well, you start up around September, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, about September when they start the season. They're already sold out in season tickets. Sold out!
Right. I remember my mom used to joke about when I started doing this, she would come to games and they could walk in after the game started and still find a great seat.
Yeah.
And, you know, something with a back rest where she could relax. And now I have friends saying, how do I get on the list to get tickets?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the hottest tickets in town. And it's so fun to watch college volleyball.
Oh,
haven't watched it.
I'll tell you what, I think there's been more people who have like caught the bug because of the success of the University of Wisconsin women's volleyball team. I mean, that's a big, big help. But the fact that there's more exposure on television, so a lot of the fringe kind of fans, you know, they're fans, but they're, you know, they just kind of like catch it on the fly type of a viewing, and they see the excitement of the crowd, the players, the hustle, and the effort involved, and it's a heck of a show.
It really is, and it's so fun to see the players in person, and you know, it's crazy because I always used to say, you know, NBA players don't look tall because they're all tall. And, you know, that's what happens with volleyball now, too. I mean, we've got these girls that are 6'9", 6'8", playing volleyball. And just the athleticism in these women is insane. And, you know, we're spoiled here at the UW. Kelly Sheffield has created an amazing program. You know, before him, Pete Waite was here.
Yep.
You know, he built the team. And my first coach I announced for was John Cook, who I love kicking the booty out of now that he's out in Nebraska, but, you know, that's a different story. So it's fun to watch the growth of it and to see these players. And now, you know, we have two Olympians from Wisconsin.
Correct.
Dana and Lauren are both, you know, UW graduates. So it's so fun to see how much we've grown. And, you know, when I watch, I kind of feel bad when I watch teams, other colleges on, you know, if I'm watching Wisconsin play somebody else or another school, and you see their gymnasiums that they're playing in, and it looks like a high school and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're spoiled at Wisconsin because we have such amazing teams. And it's so much fun. I have friends that live in La Crosse area in Minnesota, and they always, you know, hit me up, can you get me tickets to any of these there's games. I want to come down. They're coming in from everywhere. It's just, it's fantastic. It's so much fun to see.
You know what? I think maybe I can use you to emphasize this, what I emphasize to a lot of people. Hey, I'm just the PA announcer. I don't give away tickets.
I know. Everyone thinks that we have an in because, yeah, you know, we're sitting down there with everybody. And it's like, nope, I tell everybody I get paid to do a job,
yep, that
I love to do. And I get to have the best seat in college sports. It's so much fun.
Again, we're talking to Bonnie Olson, the public address announcer at the University of Wisconsin in Madison for the women's sports. Well, of course, we talked about volleyball being a big time success, but women's hockey, well, let's see, how many national championships you got now?
Oh my gosh. And I've only just started to fill in for hockey.
Uh-huh.
And wow, what a sport. It's so much fun. And I have to admit, Bob, have you ever blown the horn for the wrong team? Because I did that. That was really
fun. Oh, not for the wrong team, but early, before it was a goal. You know, you hear the crowd cheer, and and then you assume that it's in, and you hit the horn, and the next thing you know, and the referee's no goal. But no, not for the opposite team.
Oh, well, I got you beat there. I blew the horn.
Wow.
And I did it very proudly. And coach just looked over and was giggling and shaking his head because I think it was like 9-0 at that point. So it really didn't matter. But, you know, it's just, I didn't realize when they asked me to announce hockey, I was like, they're like, oh, and you have to blow the horn. I'm like, wait, I get to blow the horn? It was pretty exciting. I'm like, that's fun. I love doing that. So,
Well,
they actually asked me back after that. So I guess you can overcome anything.
Yeah, the horn at the LeBron Arena is a lot less volatile than the one that's at the Kohl Center. I remember
I
remember the first game that Coach Jeff Sauer wanted to have that big foghorn in the Kohl Center for goals, right? And the very first game, I think it was the second year I was doing them, you know, they says, well, okay, when they score a goal, just, you know, hit the horn. And it's like, I had no idea what it sounded like, how loud it was. And it was the first time the fans were hearing it. So the Badgers go down, they score a goal, right? And I hit the red button, you know, and it's, you know, sound, right? I mean, it was so loud, and people were yelling at me, stop doing that! Okay, so
now they love it.
Yeah, well, then the second goal comes in, so I hit the button, but I only just held it for just a little, like that. And then the coach after the game, Coach Sauer, says, I had the university spend a lot of money to put that horn on there. When we score a goal, lay on it.
Yep.
And so that's how it is.
I do the same thing.
There you go.
On that horn. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, that's what's so, you know, I've been doing it for so long, and you probably have too. I've screwed up in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
They use me anymore. And the funniest thing is when I did blow the horn for the wrong team, there were some volleyball fans sitting right on the glass by the penalty box next to me. And he leaned over. He's like, go back to volleyball. I said, I'll see if they let me back. And we just started laughing because it was just, everybody thought it was so funny.
The one,
and, you know, people are very forgiving, which is good.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're human. We don't know everything. Right. We just try our best. Yeah. You know, you're talking about, you know, that's the cool thing is that we develop a relationship with the coaching staffs, with the players. And, you know, I've been there long enough now, and I'm sure you're going to be running into that too, where you've got now the offspring of of players. You know, a couple of years ago, we had the Caulfield brothers, Cole and Brock Caulfield, on the hockey team. And then I'm walking down the hallway, and I put my arm around both of them, and I says, you know, guys, you know, I used to do it for other family members. And they says, oh, we mean our dad, Paul, you know, at Stevens Point. No, your grandfather.
Yeah.
And that's when I went, I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Well, what I think is really fun is there's a tournament, you know, a couple non-conference games that volleyball plays before the season starts. And what's really neat is a couple times the coaches are volleyball alumni from UW.
Mm.
So it's really nice seeing them come back And, you know, I'll ask them, like, so what's it like being in the visitor locker room? Is that a little different? But it's just so nice seeing everything come full circle. And on alumni night, when, you know, the women come down and now they have their kids with them, and they've, you know, it's just so, it's so fun seeing the people they've become. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a great, it's so awesome. It's just amazing.
Hey, but Monty, could you stick with us? We have just a short little pause for a commercial break, and we'll finish up the hour with you. Can you hang in there?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Bonnie. And we'll be right back with Bonnie Olson from the University of Wisconsin doing the public address announcing for women's sports there. We were talking about volleyball, hockey. I was going to ask her about the basketball team, which had a nice season last year. Things are looking up. We'll talk about that. And also the fact that she has worked other than women's sports. That detail's coming up as you're listening to the Chad Holmes Show. And I'm Bob Look on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. We continue here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, and we continue our conversation with Bonnie Olson, PA announcer for University of Wisconsin Women's Sports. Yeah, we talked about volleyball, we talked about women's hockey, but I want to talk a little bit about women's basketball, because you talk about something that is that if you were in the stock market would be buy. It's a stock that's really going up there. Caitlin Clark, of course, being in the Big Ten Conference, sure helped a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, that sure did. It was interesting when Iowa came to Madison, because it was like we were playing in Carver Arena. It was all Iowa fans that were there. And what was really neat this year, too, is I was asked to announce the Big Ten basketball tournament.
Yep.
So I went to Minneapolis to announce that, and just seeing all the kids that are watching women's basketball now, and all the families, and all the everyone that's just following it. It's just so neat to see the growth of the sport, and I can't wait for that to spill over, you know, into volleyball and into hockey and into softball and everything else too. So it's a really neat program. It's amazing. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and the University of Wisconsin women's basketball team had a pretty fair season last season.
Yeah, they're improving. They did really well in the NIT tournament. They, you know, it was fun to see them. And, you know, Coach Mosley is working on some really good recruits, and hopefully we can grow that program and get it rolling. That'd be nice.
I'll tell you, fun all the way around over there at the campus. Now, you also dabbled in doing some men's sports, right?
Well, I was asked to cover a men's basketball game during COVID. And I did starting lineups for you when you were stuck in traffic for men's hockey, which is an entirely different story.
Yeah.
And then I've done about 6 Milwaukee Bucks games. So that's been fun.
So you are actually our representative for the Fiserv Forum, you know, as far as PA announcers. I tried getting in contact with the person who normally handling the Bucks, but they're out of country on vacation. So,
Eric takes vacation with his family during the summer.
Correct,
and after the season gets done, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, and I says I don't need to interrupt the guy's vacation just for my silly little radio show. So, and that's not the reason why I invited you here. I mean, I wanted you on board for sure because of all the work that you've done at the university. Where do you see yourself going? You just don't do that for a living. I mean, what else occupies your time?
I call my UW announcing the best part-time job in the world. My real job, I have 2 of them. I'm an event planner for Madison Festivals, and we put on Taste of Madison and the Madison Marathon. And I'm also part-time at a group of radio stations in Madison, and I do events for them, too. So I do a lot. And I'm also announcing for the professional women's softball team in town, too, the Madison Nightmares. Got a lot of stuff. Yeah, my problem is, Bob, I can't say no. Everyone asks me, I'm like, sure, I'll try it.
Do you ever get anybody requesting that you voice the message on their smartphone?
No. I don't get that. What you're talking about?
I've had a couple of hockey players. I won't name their names. I don't want to embarrass them, but they're long gone from this. Hey Bob, could you record my message on my answering for my phone? Sure. I hand the phone and I do the whole bit and here it comes, and that kind of stuff.
So, a lot of times I'll be walking through the grocery store somewhere and they're like, hey, are you the Point Wisconsin girl? And I'm like, yep, that's me. I don't mind that title at all. You can call me the Point Wisconsin girl all you want.
You better believe it. And I wear the proudly. I mentioned before earlier in the week about being at a Woodman's Market in Madison. Well, I picked up a couple of things for my brother, right? I stopped and the gal at the counter she heard my voice and she was staring at me. And I'm like, did I do something wrong? She says, no, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I talked, then she suddenly hit her, Badger Hockey. Okay, yes, yeah, I guess you know me from there. So.
Yeah, it's funny because we're in this position where people see us all the time, but we don't see them. There's so many faces looking at us, and I get the hey, you announce. I'm like, okay, what venue do you go to? Do you go to the Kohl Center, the Diamond, or the Field House?
you're all over the place. I'm just I'm just there for Badger men's hockey. I'm a real part timer. So
hey, it's still the best part time job in the world.
You got that right, Bonnie. Bonnie, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us this morning. And let people hear a little bit more about that voice that they hear if they attend these events. And I hope I see you down there in Madison when hockey rolls around. But I hope I don't see you where you had to suddenly replace me because I've been stuck in traffic for 3.5 hours.
Well, it was an honor to do the starting lineups and then be like, okay, Bob, nice to meet you.
See ya. Bye, Z. Yeah.
Have a good game.
You, Liz and Bonnie, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you down in Madison soon enough.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good day, Bob.
All right, you too. Bonnie Olson, the public address announcer for University of Wisconsin women's sports, volleyball, basketball, hockey. She's even pro softball, whatever.
Well, she does everything.
And she's, she is an absolute delight to.
You're right about the positive attitude. It's very contagious. I could.
And working in those
she
things,
what she does and
in Madison, the awesome. Taste of Madison, all that's down in the square. Oh, I mean, it's a wonderful events that she's involved with. Excellent, excellent person. So, Bonnie, thank you very much for the time, and looking forward to seeing her as the season. Well, I'm just about done with work here. Do I have to scrub the floor before I leave?
No, I'll take care of it. You all got that? Stuff.
Well, I just want to know because I don't want Chad to come back. Hey, you forgot to scrub the floor or clean the toilets. You want me to clean the toilets too?
Oh, I clean toilets all the time. Okay. It's not that big a deal.
All right. I'm being facetious. I just want to thank the folks here for giving me an opportunity for just playing a little radio for a week. I know Ian, it was a different, style, different music, different all that kind of stuff, and also a different way of doing things. But I guess I didn't mess it up
here and there. Well, nothing we couldn't handle.
Yeah, and all the mess ups were by technological things, not ours.
We're still on the air, so that's the main thing.
Well, listen, I appreciate Civic Media. I am an old style type of a broadcaster, folks, and I believe that radio stations serve the communities that they're licensed to. They shouldn't serve the corporate structure that maybe owns some of these stations.
Yeah.
So the next time that you make a choice on radio stations that you'd like to tune into and listen to and believe in, you may want to try the ones that are serving you, the public, that they're licensed to serve. Just want you to think about that, my friends. I enjoyed myself. Ian, thanks a lot for your help.
You too,
and I'll be back on those little visits with Chad, and we'll see you then.
TGIF, everybody. Happy Friday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.